Tito on 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians now open up a four-game series against Tampa Bay. We're indoors tonight here in St. Petersburg. And, Tito, it doesn't happen very often. You get shut out in a day-night doubleheader. You know, I guess the obvious question is, what do you do?
Well, Amy, you know, that was probably the question I asked myself at 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you know, just, man, that's a tough day. And, you know, the easy thing to do is react and yell and scream. Okay, I don't know if that's productive, you know, so what we do today is we'll meet as a team, because although I'm not a huge, you know, in favor of having team meetings, I do think there are times when things need to be said, and just to make sure that players understand how we're going to go about things. And if we're going to struggle, we're going to struggle together. And normally what happens is twofold. One is that immense loyalty builds and continues to build, and you don't struggle as long because you're doing things now as a team. And it just, it helps. I mean, there were some, I've been on some teams when I was a younger manager, bad teams. But nonetheless, I was very proud of the way they went about their business. And because of that, it ended up being a pretty rewarding year.
Are you concerned here with some of the at-bats? Like when you get behind, it just seems like at-bats are over in one and two pitches.
Well, I think guys are trying to do too much. I think that happens a lot, not just with us. You know, you run into where you're trying to catch up. And then you're playing into the pitcher's hand because they know that, and they start sinking or taking something off. Now you get your rollover ground ball. And I mean, it happens to other teams too with us when we have a lead. Just lately we haven't had much of a lead. That's a hard way to play. But, you know, some of the way we're built, you know, like Mossy's, you know, that's – it's a lot all or nothing a lot of the time. That's the way he swings. We knew that coming in. You know, the idea is to fill in the other guys. And you know, we got to get Carlos going, because he is such a connector in that lineup. You know, switch hitter with on-base ability, power, and we really got to get him going.
Well, and you saw after the doubleheader, I mean, Jason Kipnis said, hey, look, we got to look in the mirror here. And Moss blamed himself and Santana. Do you like that when players are saying that, or is that also part of why you have a meeting?
Well, Hammy, the one thing I don't ever do is really react to what guys say in the media 10 minutes after game. One is because I actually read some things that I said today, and I know I didn't say them. And that bothered me, but I also don't put a lot of stock in that. I watch how our guys play the game and how they react among themselves, because that's what I really care about. Some guys are better at explaining themselves, things like that, but I've never, unless somebody's criticizing one of their teammates, I really don't pay much attention.
Well, and this is a brutal road trip, because it's 10 games against three legitimate playoff contenders who are all pitching very well. So this isn't the easiest road trip to come out of this thing.
Yeah, and I knew that going in. And that's why, again, when I get asked about that, I always say, hey, we're going to play tonight, because it can look daunting. And that's not a productive way to look at it. So it doesn't help. I mean, I know what's ahead of us, but, you know, it's hard enough to win. So if you try to win tonight, tomorrow, the next night, all at one time, that is really hard. So what we need to do is try to win tonight, do our best we can, and then turn the page, figure out what we could do better, and start doing it.
You know, Grady Sizemore is back here with Tampa Bay. Came up, had three hits yesterday. He'd been released by the Phillies and then signed up here with Tampa. I know you never had him in Cleveland when he was really in his heyday, but you saw enough of him. What was your impression when you were sitting in the other dugout?
You know, from the other dugout, and I really don't know Grady very well. I've spoken to him a couple times, but he looked kind of like the All-American kid, and he looked like he was maybe going to be the next face of baseball, actually, or maybe one of the two or three, you know, kind of like the Trouts and guys like that. And it's unfortunate what happened, because he was a rising star, and it looked like an easy kid to cheer for.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and Rays coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Well, I know that this is the second go-around for you and your good friend Kevin Cash. Do you give guys advice during the course of a season when they're a manager for another team? How does that work, Tito?
Shoot, Hammy, the way it's going right now, I think I'm going to get advice from him. You know what? We talk so much. you know, and we're really good friends. And we don't talk as much now during the season just because our schedules are insane, and so is his. So we don't just sit and talk shop, but that's all we've ever done anyway. And, you know, a lot of the things he probably feels, you know, from being around me, but the reverse is also true. A lot of the things I feel are from being around him, like guys like him and Brad Mills and Mickey Callaway and John Farrell. I mean, that's how you learn.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.